about. You gotta put it in
perspective. You ready to go? Does it matter? Not really.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
If we wrap this up in time, I kind of want to check out the French Quarter, huh? Is this a place where the girls flash out their boobies? It's the Foucare. It's the original city, founded in 1718. It's 78 square blocks that are all protected National Historic Landmark. It's an area steeped in the history of the Spanish and the French and the Civil War. But it is also the place where the girls flash out their boobies.
And now.
Can I say something, and I don't mean this offensive, and I know you can't use it? My balls are on fire.
Our feature presentation.
It's a great update. Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It's Monday morning, the 25th of March. I always have problems after I travel with my systems of having keys and key cards and everything ready to go.
Uh-huh.
So this morning I was like, I need to be on it. I need to know where everything is. Mm-hmm. Had my notebook that I bring in, had my computer, everything was ready to go.
Preemptive.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I didn't want it to happen today.
Sure.
So, go out to the car, can't open the door. Realize, oh, that's right, my key for my car is separate from my key ring.
Okay.
Because I don't have fingernails, I can't figure out how to get the car for the key.
You lost your fingernails.
Key
for
the car. Yeah. I lost my fingernails.
Okay.
Yeah, they're gone.
All right.
I even tried a screwdriver. I don't know how to do it. It's very difficult.
Just the key fob doesn't work?
Yes.
Hmm. I think you could go to your car dealership and say, can I have a new key fob?
Oh, no, no. I'm just saying I can't put it on my key ring with my other keys.
Oh, you're saying like it doesn't go into the...
Correct.
Have you tried like a knife or a pair of scissors?
I tried a screwdriver.
Yeah.
I mean... So I walk out to the car, and it won't open. And I'm like, oh, my car key is someplace in the house.
Okay.
Where?
Mm.
I don't know.
Uh-oh.
So I run inside the house, and I look for the key for my car.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think, oh, I landed at Burbank Airport, so maybe that valet left it in there.
Oh,
right.
No.
And I was just trying to get in the other side, so the driver's side door should open.
Right.
So I run back out, and I try and open that, and it's locked, and it won't open. So then I'm like, okay, it's inside someplace. So I run back inside the house. By the way, I would have probably been here early had this not happened.
Kevin, out of curiosity,
yes.
You know that you have been here since you've been to Spain.
Yeah, oh, I know.
Okay.
But no, I'm saying this weekend, I went to Phoenix.
Okay, another trip. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
For my mom's birthday celebration.
I was so concerned.
I'm very sorry.
Good God. I'm like, he knows he was here two days last week, right? Okay.
I do know that, yeah.
Okay.
So, but I got back from Phoenix yesterday, Burbank Airport, blah, blah. So then I ran back. Then I remembered where it was, and I ran back in.
Yeah.
And it wasn't there.
Oh.
So then I was like, what do I do now? Even if I break into my car, I can't start it.
No.
So I'm literally just stuck.
Yeah.
And then I thought, oh, backup key. Remembered I had a backup
key.
Ran back inside. This all took about 8 minutes.
I hope
at
that
the very last second.
It was probably in a garage, but I'm hoping that like neighbors saw you running back and forth, back and forth.
Over and over.
Amazing.
Like playing tag with his house.
What was he doing?
It was dark, so I don't think so.
Okay.
And early, but
yeah,
they wouldn't have probably thought anything about it.
Spoiler alert, you still have not found your keys.
Well, I did find my key.
The backup key. Well, not the real one.
No idea where the real one is. No. And I need some help putting it on my key ring.
I think one of us can help you with that.
Do you?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Do you? Like, it's some big puzzle that no one will ever fix.
Did you guys go to college for key rings?
Whoa.
Are you a key ring major?
It's scientifically not possible.
I don't believe that.
Kevin, you're such a disease.
It's science. I'm telling you. I tried everything.
It's not science.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying it won't work.
Okay.
Okay, so you think you can get it on my key ring?
Yeah, I think it's someone here.
And if we can't get it on your key ring, we'll transfer everything to a different key ring.
What? now you're taking it
too far. Look at his face. It's never occurred
that
to him.
That never occurred to me.
He thought his key couldn't be moved. If it's off that key ring, it won't work.
So this morning, car house.
Backup.
That's not ideal.
No.
That's not ideal.
But you made it.
Finally got the backup key and made it, yeah. Right? Do I have time for the thing?
Yes.
No, I'm just kidding.
God, you're bean.
I'm just kidding. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show, shall we?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to agree because I feel that that will make this conversation end more quickly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's valid. Comedian Brian Callen.
Yeah. Excellent.
One of my favorites.
So funny.
So funny. Yeah, he's fantastic. He's going to be on the program today in studio.
And we can all leave when he's here because he doesn't need any of us.
Correct. Mm-mm. He just goes.
Yeah.
And it's awesome. We bring him in so that we can take a rest.
Yeah. It's true.
Go get some coffee, hang out
sure.
while he talks. It's Monday morning, so we have great news. We have a March Madness update.
Mm-hmm.
We have a Dodger Stadium food update.
Yeah, new stuff, right?
New stuff.
Excellent.
I was in Phoenix over the weekend. There are 13 Major League Baseball teams there, including the Dodgers.
For spring training.
For spring training, yeah.
Seems like a lot.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. But it's heaven for baseball fans. They're everywhere.
You must have loved it.
Oh, so good. And at 7:15, we're going to make an announcement about April Foolishness.
Oh.
Right?
Right.
It's very a little exciting. Later than normal. Usually we try to do it near, you know, the 1st of April. But this particular time, it worked out timing-wise like this. And we're going to tell you all about it today at 7:15.
Big lineup.
Yep. We will take a break, and we'll come back with what's happening next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:54. Again, a Dodger Stadium food update mm-hmm. coming up in just a second. Right now, Allie is here with what's happening.
What's happening with your keychain? You guys get it figured
fixed.
Out? Weird.
But only because the backup already had a key ring on it,
uh-huh.
so then you can just key ring to key ring easy.
He's totally making it seem like you didn't just change his life,
well,
Jensen.
You've tuned into Keyring Talk.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're going to be doing it for the next 3 hours.
That's correct, yeah. Yes.
As you know, Keyring will be opening April Foolishness. Keyring's taking Bean's spot.
Keyring, what's up?
He's right.
Here to stay.
Good stuff. You guys, us did okay at the box office this weekend.
Just okay?
Just okay. It depends on who you read, because a lot of people knew it would do really well, but other outlets are like, Jordan Peele stuns at the box office. Did he stun, or did you know that so many people were going to see this movie because he's now someone that you legitimately look forward to seeing movies
Yeah, with? I assume that it killed.
Yeah.
He's opening movies. People go see the new Jordan Peele movie.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's why I was seeing things like stuns at the box office. Now, who are you? Have you been paying attention? Did pretty well. A $70 million opening.
What?
That did rocket past some analysis expectations of $35 to $45 million. Also broke records for an opening of a horror film. A Quiet Place had the last huge opening, which was $50.2 million. So did about $20
wow.
million better than that. Also, the second best opener this year behind Captain Marvel.
Jeez.
And then overseas, it did good. It did another $16.7 million. So the global haul, just shy of $87 million for a horror movie. Do you know what the budget was?
Oh, it's got to be $25,
$30. No, that's too expensive.
Oh, really?
It was $20 million.
That's great.
Holy.
It's a ton of money.
Yep.
That is a ton of money. So did real well, of course, number one at the box office. Number two was Captain Marvel. Number three, Wonder Park, followed by 5 Feet Apart. And rounding out the top five, How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World. Cuckoo.
Robert.
Oh, speaking of Robert, R. Kelly, I don't know if you heard about this last week. He was asking a judge to please give him permission to travel because he had some previously planned shows in Dubai that he really wanted to do because he has no money.
Canceled.
Please let me travel to Dubai. Well, on Sunday, the Dubai government released a statement saying R. Kelly has... no shows that are scheduled here.
Is that right?
In the sheikdom, or that the royal family had plans to meet with him. It went on to say that the singer has not been invited by the Dubai royal family for a performance. So his attorney tried to explain, no, he signed a contract with a legitimate producer and promoter. We didn't say he was invited by the royal family. We didn't say that. We just said that he would be available if you wanted to meet him.
Everything about him is shaky.
Well, everything.
He may have been trying to run.
Yeah,
I mean, that's
exactly.
Another look at that.
You think Dubai is the place for you, R. Kelly?
I mean, it might be. That might be a wonderland for R. Kelly.
I don't know. Ooh. I don't know. Not good.
Nope.
Not good at
so
all.
So they didn't allow it. He's still stuck
here. He's still stuck here in America. It's true. Oh, Barbara Streisand, you are a mess of a human being.
It's grandma brain.
It's not grandma brain. It's just she's an idiot and just shouldn't talk.
Here's the thing. She started with the statement correct, then went out of the statement correct in it, then kind of went back at the end of it, and now she's apologizing for the middle of it.
All right, I don't know what you're talking about. Well,
Barbara Streisand did an interview with the Times of London that she believes the accusations made by Wade Robson and James Safechuck in Leaving Neverland. When she was asked about the documentary, she said, and I quote, "His sexual needs were his sexual needs, coming from whatever childhood he has or whatever DNA he has. You can say molested, but those children, as you heard say, they were thrilled to be there."
Oh, no.
"They both married, and they both have children, so it didn't kill him."
Oh, no.
Oh!
What a horrible thing to say.
And to say that it's in your DNA to be a molester, too. That just, she went from to all together.
In that order?
You heard me, okay. Yes. She then was blasted on social media, like, what are you doing?
She should have been.
She walked back her comments, saying she feels deep remorse for dismissing the trauma they experienced. She quote, here's her quote, "I'm profoundly sorry for any pain or misunderstanding I caused by not choosing my words more carefully about Michael Jackson and his victims. I didn't mean to dismiss the trauma these boys experienced in any way." You know, by saying it didn't kill them and they were thrilled to be there.
I feel like that's exactly what she meant.
Exactly what she did.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I'm getting weird about olds. I just think we're holding olds to some weird... I mean, like, olds
old
are weird,
she?
Man. Barbara Streisand?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that... Olds, you can't get away with that. With
no,
defending.
She's 76.
Defending R. Kelly just because you're old.
Michael Jackson, yeah.
Michael Jackson, I'm sorry.
Listen, I'm not saying she's right. She's wrong.
I'm just
saying that old people start to say weird, wacky stuff. Even your grandmother and your grand. Everyone says weird, wacky stuff when they get older because their brain gets old.
Yeah.
I don't think my mom would ever say anything like that unless she was going through dementia.
I'm saying at 76, Barbara Streisand could definitely be going through something with her brain. Definitely. That is just by age. That could happen. I don't know Barbara Streisand.
It could happen, but also it seems like we've seen her recently, and it seemed like she's pretty sharp.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, being
interviewed. Like, it's Barbara's first rodeo being interviewed.
Listen, I'm saying old
Jensen.
People. This is my take. Old people are old people.
Right.
Mm-hmm. If we start,
that's tough to argue.
If we start holding old people to be perfect with their interviews, we are going to be let down by all of our heroes.
Agreed,
that's all I'm saying.
But perfect in an interview is far from what Barbara Streisand
is. No, true.
Was.
But I'm saying... She starts the statement by saying, read the first sentence.
I can just about walk. I can't hold a walk. I can't see too far, and I can't hear too good.
That's how Barbara started it.
Her first statement was correct, right? She says something normal.
His sexual needs were his sexual needs?
Before that, she says she believes both of them. Read the beginning.
That's not in the statement. That was just there.
I don't think that matters.
No, it doesn't.
I agree. What I'm saying is, if we continue to... All of our heroes will get old and say wacky stuff. We've proven it now.
Well, she was never my hero, so
agreed.
I'll put that out there.
Mine either. I've never seen a Barbara Streisand film, never seen her live. I'm saying again, old people get real wacky. And I'm not saying Bill Cosby was old. I'm not saying anyone who does wacky stuff, speaking-wise.
Sounds like a Streisand stand right here in our midst.
Again, our grandmas are wacky, guys.
Also, wacky understatement for this.
Yeah.
This is not just wacky.
We'll see who we get next. But I'm telling you, old people are terrible.
Wow. Okay. Some birthdays for you. Big Sean, Jenny Slate, Danica Patrick, Sarah Jessica Parker, Catherine McPhee, and Elton John. And that's what's happening.
About an hour from now, we have great news, like we do on Mondays. But first, let's take a look at Dodger Stadium food.
Yeah. You hate baseball, right, Kevin?
I do hate baseball, but let me just say this. I can't watch it on TV. It just kills me.
Paint dry.
But going, I don't mind because you can go get food, you talk with your friends, there's a lot of downtime.
Yeah, it's a social event.
Yeah.
You get to hang out. And it seems that everyone...
So the food is very important to me in that particular
That's case. The thing, no matter if you like baseball or not, the idea that a stadium has a certain type of food, everyone can, I guess, enjoy and celebrate that.
Yeah.
And now it's become kind of a big deal that not only are you debuting a new roster of players come opening day, now these stadiums are hiring real chefs, professionals from the city, to come in and tailor-make the menu with new items every season.
They are upping their game a lot.
I mean, big time. Yeah. And the Dodger Stadium home debut is this Thursday, and the things that they have added to the menu are pretty eye-opening.
All right.
Ooh. The best is something that actually debuted during last year's postseason.
Okay.
So during the World Series and playoffs, they had this on the menu. It's called the Going Yard. Do you guys know what it is?
The Going Yard?
The Going Yard. It is a jalapeno cheddar sausage, and it is 16 and a half inches long.
Oh, that seems too big. Go ahead and mark that.
It's in a bun that's nowhere near that kind of size, so imagine it.
So just sticking out of the, both sides?
Sticking out of the sides. And it is topped with bacon, avocado, and corn relish.
No.
I don't think.
It's too much.
I don't think I'm going to want that.
I don't want it.
Just imagine the floppy walk back to your seat.
Nope.
Just the floppy sausage on the sides of the bun. Just sort of
some of that stuff like falling off on people.
No need.
No.
Also debuting the California Roll Bowl. This I actually was into. It's a fresh mix of imitation crab, edamame, carrots, and cucumbers on a bed of sushi rice with sriracha aioli spread all over it.
So it's like a sushi roll, but
in
open.
A bowl.
Yeah, all right.
This is a lighter menu choice for people who don't want the diarrhea commonly connected to baseball games. They'll also be offering Beyond Meat Burgers at Dodger Stadium for the first time. For those who don't know, it is a plant-based patty, and for games, it will be served on a brioche bun topped with herb, mayo, lettuce, tomato, and onions. And if you want to make it vegan, you just hold the mayo.
Mm.
All right.
I feel like that's a good...
Yeah, I do too. There are a lot of people who try to find something at games, and you either get a hot dog or nothing.
Yeah.
So this is a good option.
Okay. So Beyond Dodger Stadium, who they are debuting 8 items on the regular season menu.
Okay.
All of the baseball teams this year have announced the things that they are adding.
So everyone's stepping up their game.
Everybody.
Yeah.
First, the Boston Red Sox, Allie grew up around. Fenway will debut Buffalo Chicken Topped Tots.
Oh.
Tater tots, buffalo chicken on the top of it. Eat it together. It's a mix. It's a combo.
I think I'm down with that.
All right.
Now, these are just tater tots that are being added to stadiums.
Right.
Colorado Rockies, the elote topped tots. These are tater tots with the street corn, the zesty mayo, the cojita cheese, cilantro on top of the tots. Sounds good.
All right. I'm in on that, too.
Toronto Blue Jays adding the log cabin topped tots.
Oh.
Tater tots, Canadian maple baked beans. Bacon, right. Cheddar cheese, green onions, pulled pork, sour cream.
That's a lot.
Wow, that's like 4 meals.
It's a lot on your tot.
Why even put tots?
I don't even. There must have been a big sale, like across Major League Baseball on tots.
We have a big deal on tots right now.
Just saying.
Come
if
pick them up.
If we buy them in bulk from the MLB, we can spread them around the entire country.
Yes.
Okay, hot dog additions.
Okay.
The Astros are adding the Fritos pie corn dog, which sounds like...
Fritos pie.
Term made for something
Listen,
else.
A Frito pie is always going to be a hit.
This is a foot-long hot dog, hand-dipped in house-made Fritos corn chips batter with queso blanco and Texas chili.
I think I'm in on that.
See, I thought it was going to just be on top of a Frito pie. It's actually baked into the hot dog?
Yes.
I think I'm in on that.
Of course you are.
The Mets, Citi Field, has a new chili cheese crunch dog. That's a Nathan's footlong hot dog with beef chili, cheddar cheese, Fritos corn chips, and green onions around it, all in a potato roll.
Oh,
so wow. That's more up your alley. Yeah. I think that they just find ingredients in the concession stand and then just mix them up.
Right? They're like, we got too many Fritos.
What do you got?
Right.
We got Fritos, we got green onions, put them on a potato roll. Just yelling it out. All right, here's just some miscellaneous.
All right.
The Phillies... over at Citizens Bank Park, are starting something called the Donut Burger.
This
is a fresh beef burger with cheese, bacon, and spicy cherry pepper jam on a glazed donut.
Oh, no. Oh,
I
what?
Don't,
oh.
I don't know.
How are they going to deal with all these heart attacks?
Oh, what?
That right? sounds horrible.
Every section has a defibrillator.
Yeah. They're offering Korean barbecue at Kauffman Stadium, home of the Kansas City Royals. You can just have Korean barbecue during the game.
All right.
The Red Sox have an LBLT. That's a BLT, but with lobster.
All right.
Lobster.
I'm
now
into
we're
that.
Talking.
Wow.
The Pirates at PNC Park have something called the Pittsburgh Cone, which also sounds like a term.
That's a sexual term.
Yeah. Here we go. Ready? A kielbasa.
Uh-huh.
A pan-fried European dumpling, Swiss cheese, sauerkraut, and Russian dressing in a waffle cone.
What are you doing?
What is
That's
happening?
That's insane. That's real... like you went to every single area there and were like, just give me one ingredient.
I think you guys are right. They just, whatever they have whatever left over, they're just pouring it on
Why
one
is
thing.
There a dumpling in there?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Wow.
The Blue Jays, funnel cake poutine, deep-fried funnel cake fries, ice cream, chocolate, caramel, and marshmallow.
Okay, so no cheese.
No cheese.
Okay.
I think that works.
It seems
All
like
right.
they're trying to cover the taste of French fries.
Yeah. Oh, we like French fries, yeah. but I don't want to taste them.
Right.
Put other things on it. Oakland will debut this I think we can all celebrate.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The Party Popsicle.
Party Popsicle.
Okay.
It's actually the Party Pop Cycle, if you look
cycle.
Close,
okay.
though, because this is an oversized tricycle that runs itself throughout the stadium with a huge mini freezer on the back inside. Alcohol-infused popsicles for adults.
I mean, Oakland wins.
In!
Come on.
I mean, Oakland A's,
That's
2020 champs?
Awesome.
Amen.
I'm not
Mark
sure about
down.
That.
Mark it down. They're
I said I was traveling over the weekend. I was in Phoenix in the airport waiting to come back, mm-hmm. and the Duke game was on. And there were probably 50 people just surrounding the TV watching. Turn it up! Turn it up! Just crazy because all of their brackets were on the line, including mine.
I was in the airport for the series finale of Frasier. It was the same thing.
Similar.
Same thing. People all around a TV being like, oh,
come on, Niles!
Come on, Niles, make it! Where's the dog?
So where are we in our pool? I think I'm still second, right?
You are second.
You're doing great. You're well, second.
No, he's doing great right now.
I'm doing great.
Yeah.
Well, don't take it away from me. I can celebrate today.
What I'm saying is that the possible points that you can make is lower than anyone else in the league by 20, basically, because you didn't pick a winner, a national champion.
I mean, because
accident.
That's what everybody expects.
Right.
In a bracket.
So
that you
I went the
it?
Other way.
You're keeping everyone on their toes.
Right. All right.
Well, yes, right. you are now in second place.
Okay. You think I'm going to fall quickly?
Yeah.
Because of that. Because of that pick.
But you do have the most correct picks in the league. You have 40 correct picks.
Yeah. I do.
Even though you're in second, you've correctly guessed 40 winners.
RJ Bell just passed me with points.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But he only has 39 winners.
Correct. But he has 54 points overall. You have 53.
Right.
That's followed by Stryker, Christine, Jared. It's a real run, but then everyone pretty much ties up around the 30s. I'm in ninth place, Allie in 12th.
Yeah.
So we're not looking great. It's out of basically 16, 14, 16
Chip's
people.
Chip's in sixth.
Yeah, Chip is in sixth.
She's doing well.
It's weird because Allie just realized. What did you realize about your upcoming game?
I just looked and I was like, oh, I'm still doing pretty good going to the Final Four. Oh, no, I'm not.
Right.
And I said, wait, I had Kentucky in the Final Four, not this weird bird. Nope. I clicked on Kansas and I had Kansas going into the final.
Wait, you clicked on Kansas thinking you were clicking
on
Kentucky?
Yeah. Because I was just seeing a K.
We're not good at this.
I was just trying to get my thing done, but I'm like, wait, that's not Kentucky. They don't have this weird bird thing. So I realized my national final, which I thought I had Michigan State against Kentucky.
Right.
I have Michigan State against Kansas, who's already out.
Yeah.
So that's not great.
And you're also trailing already
now. I'm doing very bad.
Allie won last year.
I'm not going to win this.
You don't have... You're missing two out of your final four, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I also had Villanova, so way to go there.
So she's out.
Sure.
So this is the end of the Duke game where they...
What a game.
Probably should have been beaten.
Yeah.
I mean, they got lucky.
Williamson driving in on Taco. And it's going to a free throw to tie it. 5 out of 6 at the line. Missed it. Comes up short, too. Barrett fouls it up for the lead.
He missed the free throw right at the end of the game. Zion.
Yeah. Oh.
And then they got the rebound and put it in.
In college, well, though, they miss free throws, basically.
They really do.
Routinely.
These are all pretty much 19-year-olds,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So they do make, like, they're under too much pressure, and they do make a lot of mistakes.
And there's just players who never go on to do anything. In,
yeah, exactly.
Beyond, 11 seconds. Out to Taylor. Jones is on him. Taylor driving. Driving in. Backs it up. No. Put back.
And how lucky are they that Taco Fall, who is going to be an amazing long-term NBA player.
7'6", that guy?
7'6", from Senegal. He's 23. He has a little bit more of a because he came.
He looks 39.
Yeah.
There's no way he's 23.
He had just fouled out of the game.
Yes.
So oh, if wow. he's a 7'6 player trying
he's
for a putback, he's probably got it. So, I mean, it was a very lucky ending.
I didn't see it, but I did see the highlights, and I saw Mike Krzyzewski, like, hugging the players from that team that were just sobbing. Who did Duke play?
Well, they played
whoever they
UC, it's
his, UCF. It's yeah, his former UCF. Assistant.
Oh. It,
that's another reason is that his former assistant is now the coach of UCF, and his son is on the team and played miraculously. It was great.
It was so touching, though, to see him reaching out to these players that obviously this would have been the biggest thing they've ever done.
By the way, yeah. these players played well enough to beat Duke.
For
and
sure.
were in a position to beat Duke even in the last
probably
second.
Should wow. have, yeah.
So what a bummer for them. Like, we yeah. literally beat them except for the very last second we missed a putback.
I'll tell you, though, Taco is it moved up on the possible baby name for me.
Oh,
because that is a great name.
Taco Carp?
Taco Carp is killing it.
I love that. It's 7:15 this morning. All the details on Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness.
Nice.
The lineup, how you can buy tickets, everything you will find out at 7:15 this morning. Allie found a tweet.
Oh, man.
Over the weekend that she freaked out about.
Listen, I see tweets. I bring them to the show. We have some insane discussions. This is what happened with the washcloth.
Washcloths. What's up?
What's up?
Mm-hmm.
Which way do you face in the shower? That
yeah.
caused quite a stir.
Sure.
But this tweet that I saw from a man in Dublin, Ireland named Steve O'Rourke was retweeted into my timeline. And I thought, well, this man is a monster.
And I think he had an innocent joy in tweeting it. I don't think he oh, believed it would cause a stir.
He was not ready for no. this backlash is all I'm going to say. So this lovely man, I'm sure, before he tweeted this, Steve O'Rourke tweets, "We were just chatting in work, and apparently it's weird that Amy and I don't sleep on the same side of the bed every night. Some nights I like to sleep by the window, some nights the door. It's not really that unusual, is it?" Yes, Steve!
I think it's 100%
you
unusual.
You have your side, your partner has their side, and you never change, ever.
So much so that at hotels you stay in the
yes.
same configuration.
Thing, yes. yeah.
yeah,
you go and visit people, you sleep in a guest bedroom, it's the same configuration. So people were responding to him like, "What is wrong with you and Amy?" And he wrote, "I feel like I need to point out the following." And I'm like, okay, here we go. He's yeah. going to fix this for all of us. Number one. First one in chooses. Okay, what?
Yeah, that means they're going to bed at different times or
right?
something?
Where's yeah. the love with you and Amy? Number two, we've never disagreed over it.
So first one in picks,
okay.
and then the other one just goes, okay.
You just fall in line. Okay.
Right.
Number three, this is where I just thought, well, these people need to be put down.
Right.
He said, "We move pillows and books as we move. So you have your favorite pillow, you have your books on your nightstand, but then that night you're like, you know what, I want to sleep by the wall that night. You then move it to the other side?
That seems that seems like a lot of work.
This is insanity. Number four, we don't change every single night. Oh, okay. You're not that much
yeah,
of a monster.
Now we're into it. Yeah.
And then number five, this is where he just shows his cards, shows his full hand right there. He said, "Neither of us are aliens." Oh, I beg to differ, Steve.
Because that is
Steve
what an alien would say.
Yes.
Is it weird that when I read it, I felt a little bit of jealousy in it?
That they were so free?
Yeah, a little yeah. bit. Like, just
that's
like,
a little strange, yeah.
As someone who has suffered from OCD, I do feel like I was like, oh, man, you can just pick any side of the bed to sleep on and like, sleep normally?
Like, what's that like?
But let me ask you a question. Yeah. Would you do that? Because I don't think you would. I don't have OCD, and it just makes sense that your stuff is on one side.
Yeah, you have your side.
Yeah. And it's just always that way.
I guess I'm just imagining myself on the wrong side, just with both hands in my mouth, biting my fingernails for an entire 8 hours.
Yeah, yeah,
just
absolutely.
Being like, when will it turn fun? And so I just read it and was like, that must feel good.
I did have issues with a gentleman that I dated for quite some time because my side is near the door. And he was like, no, 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 my side should be near the door. I'm the protector. If someone comes in, I should be there. And I'm like, I'm a peer, so I need to get up and tinkle. I don't want to have to walk around the whole bed.
But which trumps which? I mean, it seems like security is the most important part of that, especially for you.
You want me to pee on you?
No, I don't. Not sure how. Not sure how that got turned around, but...
Well, it's an extra walk to go around.
I mean, it's four steps.
Yeah, listen, I've got short legs.
I think Danielle picked the side closest to the door because she can run out faster.
Oh, okay.
I see.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
But I think that's why she selected it.
Interesting.
She can run out faster.
That might be another topic, though. Like, who picks the side by the door and why? Because he was convinced. He's like, no, 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 this makes perfect sense. I'm a man. I'll protect you. And I'm like, listen, if someone's coming in, we're both dead. Let's just decide that
Ellie
right
has
now.
No hope whatsoever being able to fight someone off.
So let me just be by the door so I can tinkle faster.
Yeah, before I got married, a lot of the women I dated, I was more nervous of a murder-suicide.
What's
what I mean?
Wrong with
What's
both
happening?
Of you?
What's happening I mean, right honestly, now with Jensen?
Who thinks about that?
That took a real weird turn.
Who thinks about that kind of stuff?
Well, I slept in another room.
6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Just after 7 o'clock, we've got...
Hold on.
Great news.
Still nothing, really.
I mean, it's still a little low, that's all.
We've got
great news.
Okay, all right.
And then we have all the details on Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Coming up just after 7:15. So very excited about that. Allie is here now. What's happening?
Well, Dr. Dre is a very proud dad. His daughter got into USC, and he praised her on Instagram over the achievement. And he posted and threw a little bit of shade at all of those recently indicted in the college admission scandal. He posted him and his daughter with the acceptance and said, "My daughter got accepted into USC all on her own. No jail time.
Smoke weed every day."
And he was, you know, congratulated by people like Sean P. Diddy Combs, Busta Rhymes, T.I., and Timbaland. And then some people were like, hey, remember in 2013 when you and Jimmy Iovine donated $70 million to SC to have your name on a building?
Wow.
They basically built the music department.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was the... Jimmy Iovine and Andre Young Academy for Arts, Technology, and Business of Innovation.
Yeah, so, if you're driving down, I think it's Figueroa, you can just see it.
That's fantastic, yeah. but that's an odd...
Forgot about Dre.
Instagram.
What happened right there. So, all these people started responding like, dude, when you donate $70 million, that's the same, essentially, as if you paid someone to take an SAT. Granted, we don't know what his daughter's SAT scores
were. It would have helped had he put...
Yeah. If he put 1480, 3.8.
Exactly.
Yeah. Something
just
like that.
Just sort of to prove that she made it on her own.
Instead, he just deleted it.
Right.
He's like, that doesn't exist. No, don't worry about it. But damn. I mean, it stinks for her. If she got in on her own merit, then her dad posts this and everyone's now questioning why.
And so, if she did, you're right. That's a bummer.
That's a super
bummer. Dad, you deleted it. What's going on?
Dad! Goodness. I mean, that was kind of a given. I went to USC. Mm-hmm. My parents had no money, so luckily I don't have to be brought up in those conversations. but I did know a lot of kids whose last names were the same as one on a building.
Right.
Or, you know, like you saw that their parents were donors or friends of the program or whatever they call it. I kind of just accepted that. It's a stupid, it's a dumb thing, but it's like...
But it does exist.
Schools. Yeah, private schools.
Yeah.
I would be terrible if you heard that at UCLA or a state school. But at a private school, these dudes, it's a business, man.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And
but either way.
A business, man.
Don't brag about it, Dre.
Yeah.
Or put up her...
Yeah, her scores. And
scores and stuff, so everybody can go, oh, she made it on her own. That's awesome.
But lie about the scores.
Yeah, mostly lie about scores, for sure. Absolutely. You guys, I read this, and it makes perfect sense to me. How have I never heard about this? that there's an uptick in men getting vasectomies during March Madness. That makes perfect sense to me because guess what? You get your junk snip snip. Guess what you get to do? Lay on a couch with some peas on top of it and watch some basketball. Doctors say that patients typically schedule their procedure on a Friday so they can rest over the weekend. But then in the early stages of the tournament, doctors are seeing a lot more Monday through Thursday appointments that coincide with the basketball schedule.
Wow. That's pretty funny.
That's amazing. I never even thought about it.
If you're going to do it anyway.
Absolutely.
Pick so that you can watch games. That makes sense.
Yeah. An urologist from South Carolina says that men who get the procedure sometimes just get a get out of jail free card to sit on the couch and watch some TV.
Pretty smart.
I do Thanksgiving.
Pretty smart.
I do Thanksgiving. Then I can watch the Twilight Zone marathon just all the way through.
Very different. Yeah, very different.
Fun, though.
By the way, I'd just like to point out, I saw smoke. That's all. I saw smoke.
During your vasectomy?
Yep, smoke.
Is that... That seems bad.
Don't know.
But I haven't. You just saw
I've only
with your
done
eyes.
It once. I've never seen anyone else do it. Yeah, I just saw it with my. What do you mean? I saw it with my eyes. Yes.
I thought you'd be out for that. No.
No, you're not out at all.
Wow.
No. And the nurse was hot. That was like a nightmare
good
for
God.
Me.
This is an awful story.
I thought you were saying that like you hallucinated. That's
no,
why
no, no.
Oh, okay.
There was smoke. Smoke.
No, I hear you, but I'm wondering.
I don't know much about how vasectomies work, but do they set your balls on fire?
Yes, that's what they start
with.
Okay,
then that makes sense. Yeah,
they start with a torch.
Okay. That's and why they just light that song about great balls of fire. Okay, it all makes sense now. Wait, do they? Did you ask? Should it be smoking?
I did say, hey, I see smoke.
Uh-huh.
Because it was a little weird.
Yeah.
Was the doctor smoking weed?
No.
We need to get to the bottom of this.
I mean, he said, yeah. I was like, okay, well, I guess it's supposed to be.
Was the doctor wearing a welder's helmet?
I don't remember. He was in the back of a van, and I don't remember exactly.
Oh, God. Then cut to flash dance?
It was just odd. That's all I remember.
What? Okay.
Hot nurse smoke. That's all I remember.
During a vasectomy,
yes.
What do they clip? The vas deferens?
That's what
they clip.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's when you saw the smoke.
Yes.
Is when they were like
and then,
soldering.
Yes,
it, I guess.
They solder it.
Wow.
Wow.
I don't want to scare anyone, but I saw smoke.
How much smoke? Like, how big is your vas deferens?
I mean, I saw too much smoke. How much smoke is too much?
Were they?
I wasn't expecting any.
Okay.
Right.
You tell
right.
me.
Yeah.
Cigarette amount? Or alerting the world of a new Pope amount?
More cigarette.
Okay.
But, or cigar.
Cigar.
I think.
Cigar.
Which is weird, because I think, Kevin, that's what he called it, was John Paul.
Yeah. A cigar makes sense, because you also snip the end of it.
Correct.
Right.
Yes, and then you light it on fire.
So it all makes sense.
This,
is troubling?
Quite a story.
Yeah.
Quite a look into...
I saw smoke.
Again, I just... And then... Okay.
I don't know if that's normal because I've never seen anyone else have it. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
Then could you smell the burning?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
That's awful.
And then all the nurses pulled out marshmallows on sticks.
Oh, no.
And they had chocolate, and they put it all together. They didn't
s'mores.
Even give me one.
No.
It's ridiculous. Oh. Then they put my balls out.
I hate today. All right, let's go to some birthdays.
Move on.
Elton John, Catherine McPhee, Sarah Jessica Parker, Danica Patrick, Jenny Slate, and Big Sean. And that's what's happening.
About 15 minutes from now, all the details on Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness. Very exciting.
Nice.
When you watch the news, it is depressing.
Mm-hmm.
You watch story after story, and you get the idea that everyone sucks. Everyone's evil.
Oh, this weekend was no better.
No better. Nope. And that sucks. So that's why on Mondays, we do a feature where we try to highlight inspirational stories. And we do great news.
When you wake up, all you hear is bad news. So bad it makes you want to hit the snooze. Kevin and Bean can make that go away. It's time for...
Uh, This may be my favorite great news story I've ever done.
All right.
Just so it's out there.
Fantastic.
When professional chess coach Russell Makovsky got an email from a mother asking if her son, 8-year-old Tanita Lua Adewume, which I practice all weekend, could get lessons from him, it immediately seemed different. You see, she said that her family of immigrants from Africa, who left the country in fear of persecution by the Boko Haram terrorist group, were currently going through hardships, but her son had a major interest in chess, and she wanted him to follow the passion in the school's chess club. Tanny, as the boy is known, had never played the game, but the coach, who was hired by New York City schools to come play, decided to give her a full scholarship for lessons.
Wow.
Because he found out that they were currently living in a homeless shelter. And now, after a year of teaching the child the game, let's hear what happened.
We look forward to having him on Thursday. He won the New York State Chess Championship for all kids kindergarten through third grade. I was there. I felt it. I saw it. I experienced it. It was a celebration. He did a tremendous job.
Wow.
Yeah. He won the New York State Championship for his age group. He was completely undefeated, beating 73 other players.
Whoa.
Unheard of. It's unprecedented, the coach would later say. I've never seen such acceleration of a kid's progress and growth. He had never played chess before.
Unreal.
He was added to the team, the chess club, purely on scholarship, and now he is New York's most promising chess prospect. Yeah. And now, with the title under his belt, even better news. Let's hear it from the coach himself.
I was moving Tanny into his brand new apartment. He had been gifted through the generosity of a human being, a two-bedroom, two-bathroom apartment, which his family can thrive and live and celebrate and laugh and have dinner together and study chess together and to live the American dream together.
Unreal.
He is in the streets of New York.
And the most New York audio ever.
And look out and see sirens.
Right. Yeah. If there was a guy in the back who was like, I'm walking here! It's the only way it would have been more New York. Yes, every night the adorable 8-year-old has been on the floor of a homeless shelter practicing for the National Chess Championship in May. But now, as he trains to become the world's youngest grandmaster, which is his goal, he was gifted a home and he was also given a GoFundMe set up by the coach where he raised over $200,000.
Wow!
In addition, a lawyer after reading about Tanny in the New York Times this weekend, which is how the story became huge, has agreed to represent his family pro bono as they continue to legally seek asylum in this country.
This is a great story
and proof that a lot of these immigrants that are legally seeking asylum deserve to be here and will contribute to the United States. And that is my great news!
Delivery. mine is stranger drives 7 hours straight so couple on the side of a road can be with his dying mother. There's a couple. They're driving because his mom is dying. Mm-hmm. And it's about 3.5 hours away. And they get in a minor accident on the side of the road, and their car won't move.
Oh, no.
So they call the insurance. The insurance says, you know what? We can get a tow truck out there, but it's probably going to be about 3 hours. And mm-hmm. this, by the way, is time sensitive with his mom passing away. They just want to spend whatever time they can. So they're just heartbroken because their car won't go. So there's a man that was driving by, a total stranger. Dean Moore, a 40-year-old, was driving home, and he saw them on the side of the road. And something inside of him said, you need to stop and check on them and just see how they are. And they told him the story. We're trying to go spend some time with our dying mother, and we don't know how long she has. And he said, where is it? And they said, 300 miles from there. And he said, get in.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
And he drove them 300 miles and dropped them off on a Saturday night. And they got to spend about 2 hours with his mom before she passed away on Sunday morning.
Unreal. And they never would have
come
close to making it.
They never would have been able to see her even, even close.
Yeah, not even close.
Oh, wow.
So the stranger drove them 300 miles, dropped them off, and then drove 300 miles back.
That's a good Samaritan.
Right?
Yeah.
That's crazy. And that's my great news.
All right. You both are creeping me out with your great news quotes. So mine is about a man named Jason Gasparic, who spotted a dog named Roxy, a chocolate lab, when he was driving back to his house in Charlotte, North Carolina. And it took about an hour to calm this dog down, get her in the car, so he could figure out where Roxy's owners were. Brought the butt back to his house, posted photos on a bunch of social media outlets. Then in the morning, took her to a 24-hour vet to see if she was microchipped. She wasn't. Then when all else failed, he's like, oh, I've got some poster board. I'm a dork. I'm going to make a sign. So he
does it
made,
say I'm a dork in this?
He said, so like a total dork, I made my sign and went to stand out on the sidewalk with her. So for 3 hours, this guy, Jason, stood on the corner of a local intersection with a sign reading, do you know this lost dog? With a bunch of arrows pointing down. And there was just Roxy sitting there with him. Meanwhile, while this is all happening, there was an old man named Ed who was just driving all throughout town with his windows down, just yelling for Roxy out his window. He can't walk very well. He has a lot of back problems. So for the past day, he's just been driving around town. As fate would have it, Ed saw a woman that was walking her dog, and he said, have you seen a lab? Her name's Roxy. And the woman was like, I just saw this on social media. Go to this intersection. That's where your dog is. And Ed's like, all right, lady, whatever. Shows up. They're reunited. Roxy freaks out, jumps in the car, sees Ed. So this lovely man, Jason, is like, all right, mission accomplished. But he's going to stay in contact with Ed, and he has volunteered to walk Roxy because the senior man has back problems, can't walk Roxy on his own. Even better than that. Jason's pretty cute, and
I'm sorry, that's even better.
Even better.
Well, that sounds like your great news.
I'm just saying, Jason has got a lot of ladies on social media asking him out, and he's like, "Listen, I just saved Roxy. Give me a minute to just take in that I'm such a hero, and then I'll get back to you all."
But I already saved one bitch.
Oh, snap. And that's my great news.
This is one of our favorite days of the year.
April Fools!
Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness. Friday, April 26th, the Microsoft Theater. Performing live on stage.
Ray Romano.
We are both going to be disappointed.
Felipe Esparza.
I went out with a blind girl. She was feeling my face. She said, I can't see, but I feel you're ugly.
Adam Ray.
Surprise, I actually don't give a
Eddie Ife.
I'm a dirty little man.
Greg Fitzsimmons.
When I was your age, I was getting into fights on the corner. Fist fights. You wore a helmet to ride your bike.
Jamie Lee.
My husband is so bro-y that we went to visit my friend who had a new baby girl, and I kissed the baby, and my husband just goes, nice.
And it's Kevin Ryder.
Kevin's the name. Don't wear it out.
Versus Gene Bean Baxter.
B to the E to the A to the N.
In a rap battle.
You do not want any of this smoke. Trust me. You're going to get bodied.
To the death.
I mean, technically, I don't think it's to the death.
We both walk away. We're just rap battle like
that's dumb.
What an April Fool.
Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness.
Tickets on sale Friday at 10 a.m.
Details at krock.com.
Driven by your helpful SoCal Honda dealers and the Random Acts of Helpfulness.
All right, so the...
Whoa. Lot to unpack.
Whoa.
A lot to unpack.
Let's unpack the details
I
first.
I feel like you buried the lead there at the end.
We'll get to that.
Good
Boy, I've never heard a headliner, so obviously a headliner.
The 11th annual Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness is Friday, April 26th at Microsoft Theater.
Okay.
Adam Ray, Felipe Esparza, Greg Fitzsimmons, Eddie Ift, Jamie Lee, and Ray Romano.
Quite a run.
Plus,
mm-hmm.
Oh boy,
the Kevin and Bean rap battle.
Okay,
so
nope,
that's
no,
gonna
no,
happen.
No, need more time.
Tickets for this go on sale
need
this Friday.
More time on that.
This Friday at 10 a.m. This Friday at 10 a.m. is when tickets go on sale. So, Jensen, when did you bring this up to me?
I think 2 years ago.
Before you had anything to do with being here on a daily basis.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I had come in to promote Drop the Mic probably 2.5 years ago, mm-hmm. first time it was ever on. And I said to you guys, wouldn't it be funny if you guys ever rap battled? And both of you looked at me like, I just asked if maybe we can blow up the building.
Well, it's the worst idea ever.
Yeah. And
now, Jensen, by the way, for those of you that don't know, worked mm-hmm. on the James Corden show
yes.
and wrote the raps for his rap battles mm-hmm. and then got the Drop the Mic show and writes
off of that.
Yeah, and yeah. writes the raps for those celebrities
along
for
with
the most part.
Yeah, along with the writer's room. And we have a beatboxer named Joshua Silverstein who's mm-hmm. been doing it since the beginning. Every time a celebrity raps, they go, you know, start the beat, Joshua. He will be there on April 26th.
Good, because I was thinking if they don't have a great beatboxer,
who's going to follow
that? It could go anywhere.
Yeah, a lot
right?
of times rappers follow the beat. I think Kevin and Bean will actually have the beat follow them.
I'm terrified.
I know. So then we were talking about April Foolishness, and Jensen brought it up again. What about the Kevin and Bean rap battle?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's so incredibly not in our wheelhouse
that you had to do it.
That you,
yeah, there's like no way you can't.
Right, you just have to say yes because it's absurd.
Yeah,
but you're making sure that Bean leaves this show in a body bag.
Exactly,
is what you told me off air.
Bean will be there.
Yeah.
For those of you that would like to, you know, say whatever.
Goodbyes,
yes,
yeah.
He will be there at April Foolishness, and we will be having a rap battle.
I feel like you need to say it with a little more go ahead. Just get
swag.
It out. Just get it out.
I don't feel swaggy about this.
You should. I mean, you definitely should.
Plus, Bean and I will have a rap battle.
There you
all
go.
All right.
Damn, son. Where'd you find this?
This is going to be terrible. I can just tell you right now, I can't rap. Mm-hmm. And Bean can't rap.
Listen, we taught Gronk how to rap, and I'm not sure he speaks English.
Now, Jensen, you say you can teach anyone to rap in 10 minutes.
Yeah,
right?
But this is going to be difficult. I don't want to say that about this. But really, it's about cadence. It's about being able to follow just a click, and I think you guys will be better than you think. And also, you'll have the paper in front of you. You know, you'll be able to read it right off, although that didn't help you with the interrupters.
Right. I was reading that.
Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, that did scare me as a coach, seeing you do the interrupters.
I mean, I think it's going to be bad.
I have high hopes.
This is going to be a disaster.
Yeah.
So you might want to be there. It's Friday, April 26th, Microsoft Theater. Again, it's Adam Ray, Felipe Esparza, Greg Fitzsimmons, Eddie Ift, Jamie Lee, Ray Romano, and Kevin and Bean. Rap battle.
Woo.
Is that better?
I liked it.
Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at AXS.com. And by the way, again, a huge thank you to all the comedians, because comedians make money Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Right.
Yeah.
And they're giving up their Saturday. And they're coming to do April Foolishness for free.
And this
on
is for,
Friday.
For charity.
On Friday. I'm sorry, on Friday.
And money goes to charity. This is an overall great
this
thing.
It's huge.
All the proceeds benefit the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund and Cedars-Sinai NICU. So, again, tickets on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at AXS.com.
And we'll all be there.
We'll all be there.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Here are the details again if you missed it.
April Fools!
Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness. Friday, April 26th, the Microsoft Theater.
Performing live on stage,
Ray Romano.
We are both going to be disappointed.
Felipe Esparza.
I went out with a blind girl. She was feeling my face. She said, I can't see shit, but I feel you're ugly.
Adam Ray.
Surprise, I actually don't give a shit.
Eddie Ift,
the dirty little man.
Greg Fitzsimmons.
When I was your age, I was getting into fights on the corner, fist fights. You wore a helmet to ride your bike.
Jamie Lee.
My husband is so bro-y that we went to visit my friend who had a new baby girl, and I kissed the baby, and my husband just goes, nice.
And it's Kevin Ryder.
Kevin's the name. Don't wear it out.
Versus Gene Bean Baxter.
B to the E to the A to the N.
In a rap battle.
You do not want any of this smoke. Trust me.
You're going to get bodied.
To the death.
I mean, technically, I don't think it's to the death. We both walk away. We're just rap battling.
That's dumb.
What an April Fool.
Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness.
Tickets on sale Friday at 10 a.m.
Details at krock.com.
Driven by your helpful SoCal Honda dealers and the Random Acts of Help.
Nope.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
Sing it if you know it.
No, sir. Time of the year.
No, sir. Oh, I can't stand this song. They always use it for the big montage at the end.
Yeah.
Ugh. Like a soft rock song. What's wrong with
them?
When
they crown the college champion of basketball, this is what you hear.
And there you are.
I'm already out right there. The ball is tipped and there you are.
So
what kind of
mean,
songwriting is
you
that?
You don't like genius, is what you're
That's
saying.
That's ridiculous.
Okay, but how about the Charles Barkley version?
I don't remember
hearing
remember
that. Remember he sang?
Oh, right, he sang it. Oh, yeah, that was much better. Much better. They should use that one.
You're running for your life. You're a shooting star.
And then they always, you know, the shooting star, then they show a guy shooting. I don't know. It just drives me crazy. I hate it.
Well, we're about to crown our own champion.
Right. We are here to announce a new bracket, and that is the Kevin and Bean Soundbite bracket. Mm-hmm. Now, we talked about this last week, and we got a tremendous amount of response from people picking their favorite sound bite that we use on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Yes.
So we put up a bracket at krock.com. You go there, you can listen to the clips, and you can vote.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
To crown one sound bite champion.
Yeah.
This
All
Friday.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So right now, there's a Kevin bracket and there's a Bean bracket.
Mm-hmm. And we ranked them. Because we think there are favorites. We think there are dark horses. Cinderella sound bites.
Right. So my first one is Hot Cheetos at number one.
That's a number one seed.
And mm-hmm. then it's going up against the FBI, which is a number eight seed.
I just love Hot Cheetos. I love them so much.
I mean, I don't know how you don't vote for that one.
It's going to be hard. That is a favorite.
The FBI.
So those two, you can vote between them. One of them will win. By the way, by 9 p.m. tonight.
Okay.
You
yeah.
vote between now and 9 p.m. tonight.
At krock.com.
The second one in my bracket is Mr. Rogers.
Which number, is a four seed.
A number four seed mm-hmm. against Chuck Henry.
Oh.
Which is a five seed. And this is the Mr. Rogers clip.
But I get all soapy, you know, soap suds all over me. And then my grandfather would take this hose and go like this with me. He'd squirt all over me until the soap, you know, he'd rinse the suds off.
So you were playing?
Yeah, my grandfather and I did a lot of playing together.
All right, so now you're going to vote between that one and Chuck Henry.
I feel so badly for the people who lost their possessions. You know, the truck, who cares? Stupid truck with a bunch of equipment in it. I was inside the truck. I tried to get it started. Wouldn't start. I jumped out of the driver's seat, and all there was flames. I saw Lee. He was outside, and I couldn't see where to go. He just said, "Hey, Chuck, Chuck," and he's calling at me. It was a fireman. And I just ran in his direction. He grabbed me, and he literally threw us in the back of his truck.
All right, so you can vote between those two.
That's a close battle, four and five.
I think so, too, yeah. Mm-hmm. The Hoff.
Oh.
A three seed.
Three seed is going up against a six seed in Gene Baxter and Kevin Ryder Reliant.
Oh.
So this is the Hoff.
Yeah, hi, this is David Hasselhoff. Listen, I wanted to figure out how to get tickets if I get down there. Yeah, and where do you think there's rooms at the Marriott available, do you know?
the Hoff loves to rock.
All right,
that's
so
a barn burner, this
that
one.
One is going up against this one, which is
Gene Baxter and Kevin Ryder were lying.
That could be a Cinderella.
Cinderella alert.
Really
yeah. Come
really
on now.
Could.
Yeah. And then my final bracket for this one is Victor Fuentes.
Yes.
A hot two seed.
Two seed against, oh my God, it's raining, a seven seed.
Mm-hmm. 16-12-1. Hello. Hello. I'm a male, motherfucker.
Of course.
Man, too much information, man.
Against this one.
Oh my God, it's raining.
All right. So mm-hmm. that's my side of the bracket.
Wow.
Now.
Yeah.
Bean side of the bracket. And again, you just go to krock.com. You can listen to both clips, and there's a place for you to vote for one of them. Beans starts with number one seed, which is Rodney, against a number eight seed, which is Do We Need All of That? Here's the Rodney.
Why? Maybe they'll be at Coachella next year. What happened to Amy Winehouse?
Right. And that one goes up against...
Do we need all of that?
Rodney is a body of work.
Agreed, yes.
You know what I mean? It's not just those clips.
It's a lifetime of work.
Yeah, lifetime.
Yes. Really? So
yes.
Sort of, that's going to be, I think, a pretty tough one.
Yeah.
So you vote for that by 9 p.m. tonight. Bean's second one is I Don't Watch the News Because I'm a Kid.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a fourth seed against a fifth seed, Oh Hello.
Mm-hmm. I don't watch the news because I'm a kid.
All right, and then you vote for that, or...
Oh, hello.
Oh, boy.
Man.
That one
That's
is too close.
One.
Too close
That
to
one's
call.
Tough.
Beans, that could go either way.
Bean's next one is a number three seed. This was a success against the six seed. You see how white people do. So you can go to krock.com and vote for...
This was a success.
Or...
You see that? You see that? You see how white people do?
I have my feelings there.
That one's tough.
I have my feelings there.
That is a tough one, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the final one for Bean is a number two seed, Call Now with Doto giving the phone number, versus Lady Gaga.
Call Now. 1-800-520-1067. I love you.
That one versus...
Lady Gaga!
I mean, do the right thing and vote for Doto on that one.
Oh, boy.
Good God.
I don't know how some people are going to make their decisions. This is a lot of stuff up in the air.
Some of them are really difficult.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Lady Gaga is my dark horse.
I think really?
You think Lady Gaga? I think Lady Gaga can go all the way.
Oh, that's not true.
Oh,
no, if Rodney doesn't win this or Victor Fuentes, something is very wrong.
Listen, Victor Fuentes or Hot Cheetos.
Well, that's the thing.
Hot Cheetos, too.
They're number one seeds for a reason. If we have a finals that's Hot Cheetos versus the body of work of Rodney.
Rodney all day.
It's a death battle.
Oh.
that ends in a true Mortal Kombat fatality.
So you can go to krock.com.
Finish him.
You can go to the Kevin and Bean soundbite bracket.
All right.
I'll finish him.
You can listen to all those clips, and you can vote, and that cuts off at 9 o'clock tonight, and then tomorrow we'll have the winners, and you'll be able to vote on that one tomorrow
as well. One shining moment for one shiny soundbite.
106.7 KROQ is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:51. We do need to make an announcement of the grand prize winner from last week. We've got tickets to see the Black Keys at the Forum on November 19th. Mm-hmm. And Celeste Colmenares, I believe I'm saying that right, from Covina, won a 3-day trip to Life is Beautiful Festival.
Nice.
In Las Vegas.
Excellent.
The airfare, the hotel, the Black Keys, and all the other bands that are on that. So congratulations, and thank you for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. We also just made the announcement of Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness.
Hail Satan.
Very excited about that. Featuring Ray Romano, Philippe Esparza, Greg Fitzsimmons, Eddie Ift, Jamie Lee, plus Kevin and Bean Rap Battle with beatboxer Joshua from Drop the Mic. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at AXS.com. And as usual, we do have charities. All the proceeds go to charities. One is the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. The other is Cedar Sinai NICU.
Wonderful.
Allie is here now. What's happening?
Let's talk Powerball jackpot, you guys.
Please.
No winner on Saturday. That means that Wednesday Strong has hit $750 million, you guys.
Okay, now I'll buy a ticket.
Now we're in, right? Yes. $750 million.
I'm going to buy two tickets so that I have more of a chance than you guys.
Double your chances?
Oh, that's not how it works. We have learned that, although we haven't really learned it because none of us can explain it.
We spent a half hour one day trying to figure that out. Yeah, and people called in that were mathematicians, and they tried to explain it to us, and then they would argue with each other. So
they were real mad.
Yes.
Yeah. Here's the thing, though. CNBC did a breakdown, and I'm just going to call them a big C block because it's ridiculous. So Powerball jackpot is now the fourth largest U.S. lottery prize ever.
Okay.
So $750 million. Let's say we go with what most people go with, that cash payout, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's $465.5 million. Then they're saying the 24% federal withholding is going to reduce that amount about $111.7 million.
Holy crap.
Then, assuming you have no reduction on your taxable income, another 13% is going to be due to the IRS. So tack on another $60.5 million. So altogether, that's $172.2 million going to Uncle Sam.
So how much am I left with?
After all your federal taxes, you're left with $293.3 million.
I'm not buying a ticket now. Yeah, no, it was worth it before, but now they take so much.
Haven't even told you about your state taxes
yet. Then I'm out for sure.
Right? So this is ridiculous.
I don't want it. It costs $1 a ticket?
$2.
Yeah, now I'm really out. $2 for that? No, I don't. No.
So in total, you're going to wind up paying more than 45% in taxes.
Stupid.
Which is just insane.
I don't want it. I don't want that free money. It. No.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
Nope. Just saying, it's still way worth it. But when you break it all down like that, I'm like, way to go, CNBC.
That's crazy.
Let me live my life, losers. So Mel B made a very big reveal about a one-night stand that she had with Spice Girls groupmate Jerry Halliwell.
Hello!
Oh, all right.
So she was on a Pierce Morgan talk show, which right there, oof, that's got to be fun. So she said this. She's going to hate me for this because she's all posh in her country house and her husband. But it's a fact. It just happened, and we giggled at it, and that was it. We were best friends. It just happened. It just happens one time. You talk about it, it doesn't really happen again.
I mean, it can happen again, though.
She's going to kill me, and so is her husband. She's not that posh now, is she? I mean, wow, that was a weird twist right there. You can't just get with your Spice Girl? Well, okay. It was very odd, and of course they were asked. She was asked, "Well, why didn't you put this in your book, which is entitled Brutally Honest?" And she's like, "Oh, it just wasn't what my book was about." I feel like that would have sold a lot more books right there. I don't know. That's pretty interesting. But don't you think you'd have to kind of have permission from Jerry to say,
yeah,
"Hey,
so.
I'm gonna say this in an interview, just so you know, so your husband knows, so." You don't just say that to Pierce Morgan randomly.
I don't know how that works, because if she was part of it and she's telling her part of it, I don't know that she has to get permission. I would think if you're going to remain friends, you would.
Yeah, just a moral permission.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're going to be touring together. Yeah.
There's that, sure.
I feel like maybe you just say, hey, Ginger. She's Ginger, right? Jerry?
Ready? I mean, Ginger Spice? Yeah, sure.
Sure. Hey, Ginger. I'm going to say this to Pierce Morgan. It's going to get a lot of heat on it. Because we're two hot chicks, and we played a little game of Eat It one night. So, I don't know. Just saying, I would hope she would have gotten her permission for it.
I would hope so, too. Yeah.
I mean, they'll sell tickets.
Yeah, absolutely, you guys. Rocket Man. I cannot wait for this movie.
This is the story of Elton John?
Elton John, yeah. It's due to be released on May 31st, but they're drawing some parallels with the Freddie Mercury biopic Bohemian Rhapsody.
Please
which
don't.
Was a very sanitized version of Freddie Mercury's life, largely omitting his homosexuality, his battle with AIDS. And they're saying the same won't be the case for the upcoming Elton John biopic, Rocket Man. The film is expected to receive an R rating and will reportedly include a, quote, intimate love scene between
Two of the Spice Girls?
Between Taron Egerton, who plays, obviously, Elton John, and Richard Madden, who plays John's former manager and lover, John Reed. And I'm saying right now, okay, thank you. Because Richard Madden, he's the one from, God, this is not going to be good. Where he is told he has to, the bodyguard.
Oh, all right. Oh, you got that way too
yes.
soon.
Too early for me.
So if you have seen him and you've seen Taron Egerton.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be nice to see those two?
Yes, it
is
would.
Is essentially what I'm saying.
I want that to be gay as hell.
Amen.
And by the way, see The Bodyguard if you haven't.
Oh, that's like, so
it's
good.
Only six episodes,
it is
right?
So good.
So good.
The film is not yet finished, and there are continuing discussions between filmmakers and Paramount over the love scene. However, the director, Dexter Fletcher, disputed rumors that the studio is pressuring him to cut it. He tweeted, "It has and always will be the no-holds-barred musical fantasy that Paramount and producers passionately support and believe in."
Good.
Excellent. Yeah. I'm just saying. Taron Egerton, Richard Madden, those two together, yowza, who's with me? Give a call. 1-800-
Nope, we're not taking calls.
Nope. No.
And right. I also support the use of the word yowza.
Yowza.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying right there.
Points for that.
I know Chip is in for this, but could you sit through 20 consecutive movies? What if I told you that CableTV.com was looking for someone willing to watch the 20 Marvel Cinematic Universe films? And they're going to pay you $1,000 to
nope.
do so.
And for how long? Like, can I watch one a night?
You have to sit through them consecutively.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
The winning binge watcher will have to live tweet the experience, and they'll have to then create a ranking system for the movies. So each one you see, you're like, okay, that's number one. Then it drops down, that type of thing.
Okay.
In addition
can you
to
fall
the money.
Asleep?
I don't believe so.
Oh, no.
The binge watcher will get all the films on Blu-ray and a variety of Marvel merchandise.
That is a terrible price.
Right, I agree.
$1,000
and the movies you just watched in a torturous
That's
situation.
That's what I'm saying.
Unreal.
Yeah.
That's like, oh, we let you go. You're finally no longer hostage. By the way, here are the guns we held to your head.
It's not, I feel
Why
like.
Why wouldn't they make it 10 grand?
It seems like
that's,
it should be a little
nothing
more.
20
to
grand.
Them.
One, a grand for every movie.
Yeah.
It's nothing to them, really.
Nothing. It's nothing to them.
We are so mad at you, CableTV.com. Although Chip's still going to do it. So she can just head over to CableTV.com to apply for the position.
It's awful.
It's insane. All right, let's talk about some birthdays. Elton John!
Yay.
We just talked about you getting down. Catherine McPhee, Sarah Jessica Parker, Jenny Slate, Danica Patrick, and Big Sean, and that's what's happening.
Brian Callen is here. Brian.
Yes, sir.
Welcome.
Thank you, sir. It's good to be here. Very excited.
Tiny bit late. It's all right.
Yeah, you know what
it is? We have no problem with that.
I know. I was doing calisthenics. I like to hold a squat for at least 40 minutes in the morning, and if I don't, I'm real ornery.
Is that right?
Yeah, you want my thighs burning when I come in here. You want my thighs burning. Otherwise, it's just too much energy that comes out of my vocal cords. You know what I mean? Otherwise, I'm pushing from my hara, and the hara is the area just below your belly button. She knows. She knows how to. You know, you sit on the floor. You're a subversive Easterner.
Why does everyone get so upset that I sit on the floor? It's
because odd. You're a communist. Every time I see a guy, rudimentary. I'm real rudimentary. I don't need a chair.
I sit on the floor. I like it.
Yeah.
And it makes everyone uncomfortable.
It's off-putting.
You probably like socialism, too.
I mean, it has nothing to do with that.
You see?
It has nothing to do with that. It's just that I like to sit on the floor.
Jensen, on the other hand, sits in chairs.
I sit in very high chairs.
Of course you do.
Looking down on
you. You're so condescending.
Yeah.
You're the giraffe of human beings.
Brian thinks that my name is very bougie. It's like a highfalutin.
Jensen Karp.
Yeah. I think it sounds very... I think it's not that way.
Well, your voice sounds rather...
I mean, Muppet.
Well, it's Kermit.
Yeah.
Is that right? But
so it doesn't help Jensen Karp being...
which is my advice to you is to change a bit more deeper your voice.
Hello.
Yes.
Okay.
It's me, Jensen Karp.
May I introduce to
Jensen Karp? Yeah, but then you go, hey, it's me, Jensen Karp. Everybody's like, oh, there he is.
By the way, he's having a son and he's trying to figure out a name.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, mm-hmm. So we've tried to give him some suggestions.
Three months.
I think some of them have.
My friend had a daughter and she named her Doug.
Doug?
Funniest thing I've ever heard. I go, that's the greatest thing I've ever heard. She goes, her name is Doug. Dougie.
No,
Doug.
It's not.
No, it isn't really, though.
That's what I said. And she showed me I have it on my phone. She showed me the birth certificate. Hilarious.
Is there a middle name that she can adjust
just,
to?
Right? Just Doug.
Were they expecting a son?
I don't know. I was going to name my son.
How do you not follow up for the rest of time?
I said, if that's true, that's the single greatest thing I've ever heard. That's my text. I have my text chain right here. She goes, no, it's Doug. Her name is Doug. You know,
that's terrible. Like,
well, but also, I kind of love it.
D-U-G?
Well, on the birth certificate, it says Dougie.
Right.
But you're going to call her Doug.
Doug, yeah.
Especially if you're playing ball. But I was going to name There's no time. Well, I moved too quick. There's no time for Dougie.
No.
By the time Dougie,
right.
I've already taken my shot.
Right, right, yeah.
I've already slam dunked on you. Dougie Radouche. That'd be a good name for a kid. Radouche.
I'll put it down.
Write that down.
Radouche.
He's still looking.
I was going to name my son Gus because it's such a comedic
name. I love the name Gus.
I kind of like Gus.
The only problem with Gus is that nobody's ever calling Gus. That just sounds like a damper. Where did you bring Gus? Don't invite Gus.
Aww.
He's such a drip.
It just feels negative to you.
It feels drippy.
Hey, Gus is here.
Gus.
Yeah, no.
No, you're right.
No.
Yeah.
You're right. It's kind of a bummer.
My dad was going to call my brother Hud. Up until
Hud.
Like the point Hud's where my mom's like, you can't put that on
Wait,
the birth
like,
certificate.
Like Hudson?
No, just Hud. He's like, what about Hud?
I named my son Finn.
Beautiful
I love
name.
That.
Finn is a Gaelic name.
Yep.
Finn.
Beautiful name.
Is it Phineas or just
nah,
Finn?
Nah, just Finn. It's Gaelic. You know, it's Gaelic. It stands for the triangular growth that juts from a shark's back. Finn. And that's ancient Gaelic. Yes. No, but I spell it with many N's. With five N's. Finn.
Five N's. That's
yes,
nice.
Yes. Nobody names their kid Finn.
No. You're alone.
Yes. Finn.
You told us as you sat down that you lost your wallet for a week.
A week.
Yeah. And didn't cancel any of your cards?
No, I live
that's
on the
crazy.
Edge, brother. I live on the edge. I assume my son had taken it. I always assume
is he a thief?
Takes no, but like my key will be missing, and then I'll find it in someone's shoe. And he's like, hee, you know,
and then
I strike him with a rattan can.
Doesn't it bother you? Your wallet. I mean, that's the biggest thing. Like, you need to cancel those credit cards pretty much immediately.
No, I don't agree because you know, look, man, you just tell the bank somebody stole my. But it's hard to
you tell
pull
the bank
that
somebody
off.
Stole my wallet a week and a half ago.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, I misplaced it. I was looking. The problem is the driver's license when you're trying to rent a car.
Right.
And when I was in Kansas City, so I had to get myself a horse. Yeah.
How do you rent a horse? How does that work? How's the process?
You break one. You find one. You find one wild. You go jogging. And when they're drawn to you the way they are me, you break the horse. They usually bow at my feet. I get on that bad boy and I ride hard. She's producing estrogen. She can't take her eyes off me.
Oh my God, I can't.
And I don't wear a shirt when I ride. You guys know this. Yeah. Kevin knows this.
Of course.
Kevin knows this. He meditates in a field while I ride around him. And I create horse waves. I don't even know what that means.
I don't either.
Yeah.
But apparently I thrive off of horse waves.
Right. So people say, Brian, you smell like hay and horse leather.
Oh, yeah.
And I go, that ain't an accident. And I go, the horse leather's weird though, because I don't use a saddle. My crotch smells hard.
Like horse.
My crotch smells like horse. Like wet horse. Because it gets wet, because it gets sweaty. Don't be perverted.
No, I understand that.
Sweaty from the
You've
horse.
Been riding a wet horse. Well, it started dry until I broke it. And then he got all wet. I mean, he sweat. I got wet, but not in a girl way. Too much? What am I saying?
I don't want to think of
man.
I don't want to think of you that way.
Right, how did we get on horses?
I don't know.
Oh, we started talking about Jensen.
Yeah.
No,
we started talking about your wallet and rental cars.
I don't remember.
So after a week, you found your wallet.
I found it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What happened?
Near the electronic drum set I bought my son.
Okay, so it was your son?
Still your son.
Mm-mm. Did he take it?
No, I think I went in there with a bunch of stuff in my hand, like my boxing gloves and my headgear.
That's right.
A spar. And I was probably a little nervous because I got in the ring and, banging up a little
Why
bit.
Why only staring at me?
really staring you down.
And by the way, even worse is if I'm just staring at your chest, not looking at your eyes.
My eyes are up here.
All I'm saying is when I step to a man in a ring or even on the street, I'm looking at his chest. Make sure I know how he moves. You understand? Your eyes are going to trick me because you got deception in your eyes.
Sure.
But your chest
doesn't lie.
Your chest doesn't lie.
All right, Brian Callen is here, and I have no idea how this is going.
Sorry, Kevin.
But the podcast is The Fighter and the Kid, and the TV show is School that airs Wednesdays at 8:30 on ABC. We're going to take a break.
Yeah, and Complicated Apes, the number one comedy special in America. The world.
I watched that last night, actually. Mm. Yes. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be right back. Never have any idea where the conversation is going to go when Brian Callen
is here.
That's right.
No.
We went to vasectomies.
We did?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Street fighting, the whole thing.
Yeah.
And how you almost beat up a guy in New York, except for?
Well, I had a double hernia, so I had to waddle after him. I love when guys say, I almost beat that guy up. Did you? Did you have words? In your mind, did you think, I should beat this guy up?
Most guys like to pose like they're going to fight, but they do not want to fight
whatsoever. Of course not. That's why you never know who you're dealing with. It's terrifying to fight. And I love when guys get into a little scuffle, and a year later, they're like, nah, I was... Four dudes, and one guy was on horseback, another guy could control the weather, and another guy had a bag of ass. That's a poisonous snake. He was throwing them at my throat. I slew them all with karate, and I did it in the air. I do a lot of training in the air, flying kicks.
You know how to fight, though.
I mean, come on.
Do you?
I don't know. I mean,
you know how to fight.
I practice it.
Well, of course, then. You know how to fight.
I box.
That guy on the street, you could have taken him had you not
had
the...
Anybody on the street.
You could take.
I'll keep him busy. This is my favorite.
Keep him busy is what
my favorite
is that your
way
goal?
To, just ask me what I would do if some random dude came at me.
Okay, he comes at you. What do you do?
I meet him halfway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's it?
That's it.
Yeah.
Okay.
You see how vague I leave it? I just leave it vague.
Yeah, that sounds like you're ending in a draw.
Now ask me what happens if me and Jensen get in a fight.
What happens if you and Jensen get in a fight?
He remembers.
So you're not really answering
the
question.
For how long?
For how long?
The rest.
You don't even have time of his life?
Yeah, I'm general, bro. I'm general. I'm just general.
How many fights have you been in the wild?
Great question.
In the wild?
I mean, like not
in
training.
The wild.
Not training. In the wild.
When I was doing work for the government. I mean, does it count? Does sneaking up on a sentry in moccasins count? You know what I mean? It all depends.
No.
Are you talking about dispatching a man?
How many fights? Have you been in outside of training?
Not very few.
Three.
More.
Six.
But I don't want to talk about, because this sounds like I'm a comedian.
Right.
Acting like I'm, like, talking about fighting. I have too many friends that are real fighters. So if I start talking about, like, fights in college, it's embarrassing that I back-kicked some guy and he went, ow. I mean, you know, this is terrible. I'm not a tough guy.
Not the fighter in the fighter. It's the fighter in the kid.
Yeah, so. It's the fighter in the kid.
Yeah.
But
who named you the kid?
But again,
how'd you
me.
Get the, you did.
Me. I started on a movie set with Jane Lynch.
Okay.
And I came and I decided, you know what? I'm going to, yeah. And I came to set and I said, from now on, you'll refer to me as the kid. And then they started calling me kid. And I went, it's the kid. I just like that one. And just, it's ridiculous. It's just that I don't age. You know how my skin stays tight?
It's very supple. Yeah.
Now you're looking at a, like a, like a, I don't know, like a tulip leaf.
Yeah.
You ever seen a tulip petal?
Yeah.
You know how it's got that sort of, like, I don't know what it is.
Like dew.
That dewy kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know how my face resembles that?
That your face is
filled with dew? You know how my face has a patina?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like you get a pair of bespoke shoes in England, you spend $3,500 on them, mm-hmm. and the leather's got a patina to it.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, you see how that resembles my face?
Yes.
Yeah. Brian is 79. A lot of people don't know that because he looks so young.
Exactly. Well, I meditate. I practice meditation. I practice Dzogchen meditation.
Oh, wow.
That's my favorite.
Specific.
Yes, you got to get specific. When I train in Dzogchen meditation in Tibet with my Rinpoche.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Just making up words now, right?
I like that. I have become somewhat enlightened, and it's fun now that I, because once I reached Satori,
what does that mean?
I'm sorry. That means enlightenment. That's Japanese. That's
okay.
Japanese.
You're just making stuff up now.
Yes. But it is fun to finally sort of reach enlightenment because I can help people, addicts, mm-hmm. and sluts and whoever needs.
You can help sluts.
Yes,
that's fantastic.
I want them to know it's okay.
To be sluts.
Daddy has the answers here.
Never refer to yourself as daddy.
No, I'm just saying.
Because you can't be the kid and daddy at the same time.
Well, you know how the Holy Trinity, you can be the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Daddy and
can I just say that you're not the Trinity? You're not the Holy Trinity.
He's daddy.
He's really not.
You're not the Trinity.
I can't be walking contradiction. What's the problem here?
Yes. Everyone has two sides.
Exactly.
Duality.
Look, I'm trying to talk about my root chakra, and you guys keep bringing it. You guys keep bringing it
back to daddy.
Up to the clouds. Yeah, can we bring it? Can we go low and hard for a second?
Sure.
Did you question Gandhi, Kevin?
I mean, Gandhi. I never interviewed Gandhi.
Well, now you have.
Well, be more Western, dude. Whatever.
Now that you're enlightened?
Yeah, let me guess. You're into meat and hunting
and
free markets.
I mean, I like eating meat, if that's what you're asking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do I. My daughter's a vegetarian, quote unquote, at 10 years old. It drives me crazy.
When did she come to that realization?
Who knows, man? Who knows?
Well, I'm saying, at what age did she start
educated in Los Angeles in the liberal... The liberal bastion that is Los Angeles, okay? That doesn't seem that apparently meat is murder now. And all I think about is her walking around protein deficient.
Oh, dear.
I know. Oh, God, no. Hey, don't shield your eyes. We're talking about meat. Although I do admit that I did make this bridge between my root chakra and meat.
Sure did.
That was you.
Is there anywhere I can throw up?
I mean, you said it, but Allie interpreted it.
I like that Allie hid her eyes.
She did. She actually covered her face.
But in
for
a
reason.
In a very geisha kind of way. Like, she could see through her eyes. Oh, I can't look at that.
She was more Vogue-y.
Exactly. This is yours. I'm your guru.
The worst.
Let me help you.
And the best.
Here's a mint julep. I'm going to take some photographs while you breathe. While we sit with that lump in your throat. This is emotional.
Grosser.
What? Whatever, Jensen.
Jensen, you ever want to hear from
Jensen,
him?
You should be in the corner petting a cat going, there.
When you walked in, that was your immediate impression of him. Why? Exactly. What was the word you used?
Name. About Jensen Compton.
What was the word you used?
An aristocrat.
Aristocrat.
Yeah. But he owns, Jensen owns land and hounds.
I mean, it's not even close.
No.
If that matters.
I do own hounds. No.
Yes. He's got servants named Nicholas and Tabitha. Yes. The Tabitha, I wish to pet my cat at the moment. What's your cat's name?
Bill.
No. Of course not.
That's not regal enough.
His name is William. But she's a female.
It's a male. But
okay, I know. You thought at first when you rescued her that she was... You found her in a basket somewhere.
Mm.
You thought she was...
In the field.
You thought she was... You assumed she was male.
Mm.
Because she was full of mange. You didn't touch her, of course. You had your servants restore her.
Tabitha.
Health. And now you enjoy petting her on your lap.
Yeah.
Your lap.
While smoking a pipe?
Yes. Yes. There's something very perverse about smoking a pipe. You smell like cat and pipe. I smell like wet horse. We make an amazing couple.
Brand new comedy special is called Complicated
Apes. Complicated Apes. Let's get back to that. Yeah. Complicated Apes.
I watched it yesterday. It's fantastic.
Thank you, sir.
You talk about your family, your kids.
Yeah.
I think I wouldn't like to be your kids.
Why?
Jeez. I don't know, because you say one of them...
Well, my daughter watched... My kids were there for the tape.
Oh, they were? Okay.
It was so fun. 7 and 10. And my daughter at 10 went... She looked at me and she goes, you were exaggerating about us. And that's all she said. I said, what did you think of it? She goes, I thought you exaggerated about us. And some of those stories aren't even true. But they are, child. They are. But it was fun. It was fun to talk about. It's been, the response has been interesting because I wasn't sure how it would be received.
Where, why?
It's just been, well, because it meant so much to me. I was trying to kind of comment on how we treat each other like nouns.
Right.
And not like verbs. Human beings are complicated apes, sinners and saints and everything in between. But we tend to like reduce each other. It's fun to categorize your enemy. And you can't categorize your enemy unless you use one word.
Right.
Liberal, conservative, Muslim, immigrant, black, white, brown, Latino. Those things don't mean anything. So...
And it's also reducing them to much less than they are.
A gender code, people, a color code, straight, white, male. That doesn't exist. Human beings are way too complicated. And that's why you treat everybody like an individual, because you're too complicated. There are too many things, too many layers.
I watched the special, and it's hilarious. But I had to pay $4.99 for it. So
yeah.
Where do people get it? Is it?
You can rent it on iTunes. You can rent or buy it anywhere on like 50 different platforms, including Xbox and PlayStation, iTunes, YouTube.
Yeah, it's the
Google
same way you
Play.
Get like a movie. Like, yes. Yeah, mm-hmm. Just go find it where you pick up.
It's been amazing.
Digitally.
It's actually been, the reach has been amazing. So I didn't realize how many people do that, especially in worldwide. So it's been cool to get.
Yeah, I get so much stuff
from
Apple TV that way, just things that are under comedy and Apple TV.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's fantastic. So I would search that out if I were you.
All Thank
right.
you.
We're out of time, but before you go, we want to do 60 seconds with
Good.
You. So I'm going to fire questions at you, and you just answer with whatever comes to your mind.
Do it.
60 seconds with Brian Callen.
Okay.
What did you want to be when you were a kid?
Vet.
Describe yourself in a hashtag.
Immortal. What? That's what the doctor says. That's what the doctor said when I did my physical.
Here are a few topics that we've discussed on the show recently. When in the shower, do you use a washcloth?
No, I have someone do that for me.
What percentage of the time do you face the shower head, and what percentage of the time do you face away from the shower head?
Well, I ride it hard and dirty, so I gotta spend a lot of time, my three-piece set hits the water first. Let's put it that way.
Basically.
Yeah. Because I got to wash the sin off that bad boy. Right? You know what I mean? He's full of sin.
What's your favorite cereal?
I don't eat grains. What's the question?
You don't eat grains.
I'm kidding. I like slow-cooked oatmeal.
Okay. Do you sleep only on one side of the bed, or do you change
Correct.
It up?
Only one side.
Do you have any...
Near my gun.
Near my gun.
I say my gun, not my gun.
near my
gun or my piece.
Your piece, yeah.
Yeah, me pistola. My pistola.
Brian Callen, Complicated Apes.
Yes, sir.
That's the name of it.
Mm-hmm. Always fun with you guys.
Find it, watch it. Thank you for coming.
I didn't miss Bean. God bless him. But I didn't miss him. Didn't miss
it. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:57. Ellie is here. What's happening?
You guys, I would love Brian Callinan every day.
Agreed.
But my stomach hurts right now from laughing so hard.
I don't think you said a word.
No. Why would you? Why would you ever interrupt that flow? Amazing. But my stomach hurts. And quite frankly, I am exhausted.
Same. And he did all the work.
Yeah.
Why are we exhausted?
I don't know.
Trying to keep up?
That dude is magic.
Yeah, he's funny.
Just magic.
Complicated Apes is the name of his comedy special.
Yes.
And it's fantastic. And
you can get it anywhere you rent movies or buy movies digitally.
Way good.
Blockbuster? You should
yes, I'm sitting in front of a Blockbuster right now.
Tower Records. Waiting.
Yeah.
You can get it there.
You guys.
Suncoast Movie Company. I can do this all day.
All right. The movie Us did pretty good at the box office this weekend. Had a $70 million opener.
That's high praise.
Yeah,
$70 million.
That rocketed past some analysis expectations of $35 to $45 million. It also broke records for an opening of a horror film. I don't know if you knew, but A Quiet Place held that, and that only scored, where is it in this article? $50.2 million.
That's
last
great,
year.
By the way.
So, yeah, which is an insane number for a horror film. So this, you know, shot up by 18 million more.
I was in
bad.
Phoenix for my mom's 85th birthday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I tried to talk her into going to see it, and had no luck.
Unbelievable.
I've tried probably 10 different times.
Yeah. Well, it also broke other records. It is the second best opener this year, just behind Captain Marvel. Overseas did another $16.7 million. So the global haul, just shy of $87 million for Jordan Peele's Us.
And word of mouth is going to be strong, so it'll have a great second week, too.
100%.
These are his two first movies, right?
By the way,
insane.
Yeah.
Get Out opened in February of 2017 to a $33.3 million opening, and people were losing their minds about that.
Unbelievable.
This did $70 million. This just in. He's one of the best.
Yes.
And also, this just in. Black Money does very well at the box office, is what I'm saying. So why is everyone questioning when it's a black-helmed movie with all African-Americans in the lead? Why are people always questioning? I don't know if it'll make money at the box office.
Well, I think those days are over, right?
I hope so.
With Black
but
Panther
still,
and Jordan.
That's ridiculous.
That's so dumb.
Even over the weekend, there were articles, stuns at the box office. Did it stun? No, this was expected.
I thought they were talking about horror movies because horror movies don't always make a ton of dough.
They don't.
It's so specialized. But
even
if they're still talking about African American films, that's insane.
It is insane. That should have ended 25 years ago.
Yeah, or at least with Black Panther if you're an idiot.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Unbelievable, though. Just shy of $87 million
He's
overall.
He's so talented.
He's very good. Yeah. Yeah. Coming in at number two, Captain Marvel. Number three, Wonder Park. Number four, 5 Feet Apart. And rounding out the top five, How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World. You guys, that's all we have time for.
Sorry. Took it up with Brian Callen.
Just saying. Brian Callen. Some birthdays for you. Sarah Jessica Parker, Catherine McPhee, Elton John, Danica Patrick, Jenny Slate, and Big Sean, and that's what's happening.
Can I just say I'm not really looking forward to the rap battle?
Why?
I mean, do you look forward to your own funeral?
See, that's how I feel.
I think you guys are 50-50. I think that if people are taking money, Vegas should open up the books.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
It's 50-50. I don't see a favorite.
Because, really?
Because we're both terrible. So it's an even match. Let's say 0 to 10. Maybe we're a 1, but we're both a 1.
Which makes it 2.
Which makes it even
which
match.
Which means it's going to be Essie.
Where is it that you feel you're not going to do as well?
In the rapping part of it?
Okay, just the whole rapping. Because I feel like if you just have the flow down, you could do it.
Which
but
you
I
know
think
I do.
Maybe the words might jumble you
that's
up a
little
bit.
That's my only concern for Kevin.
Yeah.
But I think he can do it. I mean, remember, they're going to have it a couple days in advance. Mm-hmm. They'll be able to learn it.
Is it going to be on a piece of paper like you'll the lyrics for Kerosene was?
Oh, that might not be worth bringing up.
Good God.
But yes, you will have it in front of you on a piece of paper, mm-hmm. and you'll rap along with the beat.
All right. Look, we're going to give it a try. We're not promising anything.
I'm all for this. However, I do have a question, Kevin.
Yes.
Because you mentioned that the tickets go on sale Friday at 10.
Friday at 10. Mm-hmm.
Are you sure? Because I heard a guy say something different.
How dare you?
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
Tickets on sale Friday 10 at noon. Friday 10 at noon? Why would I say that?
Nope.
That was A Moment voice. with Kevin.
Super angry at me.
Yeah. And you demanded answers from us.
Right.
Right?
Why would I do that?
It's Friday at 10 at AXS.com. Friday at 10, Friday at 10.
Excellent.
And noon.
Nope.
No, just 10.
Just 10, yeah. So R. Kelly claimed last week that he needed a judge to grant him travel permission because he wanted to play some previously planned shows in Dubai.
Robert.
The dude has no money. He's like, I've got these shows. I really need to make some money. Please just give me permission to travel.
Right.
Well, yesterday, the Dubai government released a statement denying R. Kelly was playing shows there or that the royal family had any plans to meet him.
So he was just planning on running, allegedly?
I don't know. It went on to say that the singer, quote, has not been invited by the Dubai royal family for a performance. And then his attorney tried to explain it away, saying that Mr. Kelly had a signed contract with a legitimate promoter. We didn't say he was invited by the royal family, but the contract did provide that he'd make himself available to meet with them. Royal family's like, no thanks. Hard pass. Not interested.
Stupid.
Just all very, very strange. So I'm thinking maybe you're not going to get permission to travel anywhere if you're R. Kelly.
Pull that dude's passport.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. ABC has ordered a second season of the Roseanne spinoff, The Conners. The renewal comes after series producer Warner Entertainment secured new deals with the core of the cast, like John Goodman, Laurie Metcalf. Sarah Gilbert and the one that plays Becky.
Anyone here watch that show?
No.
No, I don't either.
There's way too much TV to watch The Conners.
Agreed.
Right. Yeah. The size of the order hasn't been revealed by ABC, but it's speculated to be 13 episodes, which is slightly bigger than last season's 11. This I didn't know because I know what a mega hit that the Roseanne revival was. So I didn't know this about The Conners. In its first season, the Roseanne follow-up averaged 9.5 million total viewers.
Very strong.
Wow.
Ranking as the season's number one new comedy in total viewers.
Very strong.
That's huge.
Yeah. Also, the Roseanne version of it had a monstrous premiere in second week, but it did fall off
into
pretty much normal land for the end. Yeah.
Yeah. Those numbers, though.
But the first one was like Super Bowl-ish.
Cuckoo.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And Dr. Dre is a very proud dad, you guys. His daughter, truly young, got into USC.
I'm sorry.
Her name is Truly.
Truly Young.
Young.
Okay.
He praised her on Instagram over the achievement on Saturday night and couldn't help but also throw a little bit of shade at the people who were recently indicted in the college admission scandal. He posted a picture of him and his daughter, and she was holding up her acceptance, and it said, "My daughter got accepted into USC all on her own. No jail time." And people started congratulating her. People like Busta Rhymes, T.I., Timbaland, Sean P. Diddy Combs. And then started the comments from people that were like, hey, what about that $70 million that you donated to USC? What about that? Does that count?
Was that at how all? Long ago was that?
2013.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He and music executive Jimmy Iovine donated $70 million to USC to establish the college's Jimmy Iovine and Andre Young Academy for Arts, Technology, and the Business of Innovation. So not only, you
that
know,
sounds cool,
donated
though.
The money. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But your name is on a building.
Yeah.
So not sure why you didn't really remember that in the praise.
I think he was probably thinking about the bribery part of it.
Right.
And which, not the donation part of it.
Yeah, but like if
which
you're
is essentially a bribe.
$70 million. Right. I know it's not direct bribery, but like the school's going to accept your kid.
Yeah. It does seem like indirect bribery.
I just wish, that we knew what her SAT scores were. He could have been like near perfect.
Well, that would be awesome.
1400, something like that. Because it sucks for her.
Yeah.
That her dad deleted the post. Like, oh, damn.
3.0.
Forgot about that.
3.8, 4.0, whatever
something.
Her grade.
Just because it's just a bummer for her.
Yeah.
I'm a big Truly Young head, so.
Are you? Big fan?
Big fan of Truly Young.
Excellent.
So I'm bummed about this whole thing.
Are you? Mm-hmm. You guys, a survey from online dating site OkCupid has found that young people are putting more importance on politics when looking for romantic connections and less on good sex. What is wrong with
I'm
you
sorry?
Young people? The number of millennial women who prioritize dating someone with similar political opinions than having good sex has increased from 27% to 42%. So you're putting in there, okay, if I'm liberal, I want a liberal. If I'm Republican, I want a Republican.
I feel like politics can tear a family apart.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But you know what? Like, you know what else is awesome, though, when you're dating? Arguing over politics, then having sex. And then it's like, boom, nailed it, right?
Right.
Some of the best sex right there.
Do you care?
Just saying, in the long run, I mean, if you're just doing it on a dating site for...
Right.
And giggles, why not just put looking for a Republican? Then you're like, yeah, a lot of heavy boning. Who's with? Nope. Okay. You're all looking at me like I'm crazy in that.
No, it's just that you're drooling while you're saying it.
It is odd.
It is weird. It is very weird. And if you missed it, you guys, we do a podcast every single day. And
correct.
I highly recommend you go back and listen to it because I brought up a story about March Madness, which then led to us finding out that Kevin's penis was smoking. I'm just saying, you've got to get the podcast.
No, it was like this.
To hear it.
It was smoking.
It was really weird.
It was I saw smoke.
He meant smoke.
He meant like the mask. He meant like, this is my penis is smoking.
I don't think that's what he meant.
Oh, thank you for that.
Well, then I misunderstood the whole segment.
You need to go back to the podcast just to listen to it.
Because
it
was wrong.
Plus Brian Callen.
Oh,
yes,
Brian Callen.
Who killed.
Yeah, killed.
Good
so.
Lord. Oh, some birthdays for you guys. We've got Sarah Jessica Parker, Danica Patrick, Jenny Slate, Big Sean, Elton John, and Catherine McPhee. And that's what's happening.
Thanks, Ellie. And you drive home to tomorrow morning on all new Kevin and Bean Show. We have Billy Corgan, who's the director of a movie called Screwball, which is all about steroids and baseball.
I did all my research on Billy Corgan.
Corbin? Did I say the wrong name?
No, he said it. Billy Corbin.
Comedian Adam Ray will join us in studio, and we'll continue with the soundbite bracket, which you can go to krock.com right now and vote on some of your favorite soundbites.
There's some hot battles.
There are really tough ones, too. So go to krock.com for that, and come back tomorrow morning for the Kevin and Bean.